God will not share this glory with anyone else. Jesus will give up. Only one can I to say thank you. Is it worth the night? There is something about the human nature that God is trying to correct in us, and it needs to be corrected in us. We get our eyes on our needs. We get our eyes on people. When all the time God is encouraging us to put our eyes upon Him. I dealt with it this morning. We'll not go back and revisit that. But Peter said, why look on us as if by our power or our holiness this man is doing? I believe that it is very important. I believe that with the nature of man being what it is, it becomes incumbent upon the Christian to make sure that everyone knows that whatever is done is done for the glory of God. A preacher used to advertise himself as God's man of faith and power. There comes a time when there are testimonies, but the believer or the unbeliever believes that it has come because of this man of faith and power. I want to remind you of something. God lets us know that for one act, you hear what I'm telling you, that for one act of disobedience or whatever, God will forget all of the righteousness we've accumulated in our lives. If a man understood that, he would not live for the acclaim of people. He would not live for men to get their eyes on them. Peter said, why look on us? We didn't do it. As a matter of fact, John and Peter were worshiping God quite as much as the man that had been raised. It's very important that we remember that in the book of James, chapter 15, chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. For the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the deacon shall raise them up. No. The prayer, I pray, I believe, I seek God. But James says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess. You are going to get messy to jump it all over to an instant again. Confess yourself one to another and pray one for the other that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There is a danger that goes with seeking God, asking God. There is a danger in receiving from God. We don't think of it. But if we take credit, we've robbed God. If we give credit, we've robbed God. When a man with God, he's not only talking about him tagging off him in one place in the Bible. There's been a danger in putting our eyes on men and not on God. The prayer of faith, I dealt with it this morning with power and holiness. The prayer of faith is the result of a life of power and a life of holiness. We need miracles in this church. We need miracles in our homes. We need miracles in our lives. We need a miracle in this nation that if God does not help us, there's every kind of a good reason. I was stunned when I saw on the news where a presidential candidate and the minority leader in the city have asked people to go out and to protest. My God, I'm as old as dirt. I've been around to see
a little bit of everything. I've never seen what I'm seeing. I've never heard what I'm hearing. But with all of that said, God has put the healing of this nation in the life of the church. If my people were to call by my name, God said, I will heal, and I will heal their land. But God is not going to let the Democrats or the Republicans or the Independents. He's not going to let the preacher or anyone else take the credit for it. The miracle of healing that is needed in this nation has never been greater. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He means by that, don't be double-minded in your asking. Don't stagger at the promises of God. That if you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, it shall be opened unto you. The ability of God is what God has the power to do. God doesn't want your ability. God wants your availability. God knows that in the flesh, that nothing will shall profit in the flesh. Make no provision for the flesh, nor without the deeds of the body. These are all scriptures. That's God's plan for the flesh as far as receiving glory. But God said, if you ask of me, I'll give it. If you seek me, you'll be found of me. We've got prayer meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Mondays are always fast night. We'll be fasting. We'll be calling on the name of the Lord. And if we come to this prayer meeting double-minded, he said, the man that is double-minded is unstable in all of his ways. We approach God not by our feelings, not by our confidence in ourselves, but we approach God knowing that he is God and there's nothing hard for him. And when we come, we know that he will hear and answer prayer. I believe that we need to come to prayer, understanding that he said in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, that he gave gifts. We read it this morning. And one of the gifts that he gave was the gift of healing. Myself, just this testimony, I've prayed for people that have had everything from terminal cancer all up and down the line, and see God heal. God knows our need before we ever ask. If you're here tonight with a need, whatever that need is, God already knows about it. But in knowing about it, if the answer is that, if you take the credit, or if you take the pat on the back for it, God not only can give, God can take away. You don't believe that? That man we talked about this morning at the pool of the faith, when Jesus healed him, he said, you go. Don't you sin no more. There can be a worse thing coming. Jesus had healed him. But he let him know, if you sin, there can be a worse thing coming. I know of nothing worse than trying to rob God of the glory, of his work, of his power, of his might. Rob God. No thief, no robber is going to make it to glory. There's only one way to heaven, and that is by the power of God. There should be a fear. Enough, and I'm talking about a fear where God said, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. See, I remember one time when we were in God, we thought he was building for a year after the hurricane. I preached a couple messages. My pastor, who's going to be with God now, come to me I mean, things on earth, he goes walking up. She said, sorry, business, all of my life, all of my time, I've never heard that in my life, but that's the most common thing. One of the most amazing things is fear. If you do not fear God, you have no wisdom. I don't know about you, but as I preached the other day, that God, the Holy Spirit, is a personality. Do not grieve the Spirit. You can grieve the Spirit, not only by committing adultery, fornication, lying, cheating, killing somebody. Study to show thyself approved in you. Right? God's Word is God. God knows that study is willing. It is willing to the flesh. I may be wrong, but I cannot remember one place in the Bible where God said, read the word. But I can tell you what he said, study. Study. We mentioned it this morning. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We watch television. We read books. We read articles. We will do anything to get out of the study of the word of God in prayer. God's promises comes with God's instructions. Any sick among you? Are there any sick among you? Let them. I hear these criticisms all the time. I was sick and the preacher didn't call me. I missed the week of church. I wasn't doing well. And the preacher didn't come. God never told me to call you. Are there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Not in my calling, not in me. But God has promised to heal. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If they committed any sin, then they will be forgiven them. God's given a promise to heal, but God's given an instruction. You got to call that elder. You got to place yourself in the obedience of the word of God. When you have obeyed the word of God, that's all you can do. You can't heal yourself. You can't raise yourself up. Well, you're now in the presence of the one that can't lie. The one that doesn't play teasing games. Try to get you to do something and not keep living with the promise. We need to remind people that everything that God does, he does it for his glory. I'm actually not so sure that if we take God's glory for ourselves, I'm not so sure he's not going to remove that gift that he gave. In 1 Corinthians 12:9, he gave gifts unto me. One of those gifts was the gift of healing. Maybe I pay a little bit more attention than some do. How many times have you ever heard a preacher say, if you'll get to Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'll pray to you and God will heal you. If you'll get to Dallas, Texas. They will give some of the location. You've got to get there. You've got to get to Miracle Valley in Arizona. God says, I'm with you. My arm is not shortened. I need to do it with faith, you know, territory. My arm is not shortened. Wherever you are, you don't have to go to Tulsa. You don't have to go to Miracle Valley. You don't have to go to Dallas. You just have to believe that all things are possible through Jesus Christ. When you believe that, God is faithful. God is faithful. Did he not say, I will not withhold any good thing of them that ask of me? Who comes? I believe their promises are true, but I believe this man is God's man of faith. I believe, I'm convinced that men have gifts. I believe that they have been given these nine gifts, one of which is the gift of healing. But I'm also convinced that it says, pray ye one for another, that you may be healed. In your Bible, when God is talking about speaking in tongues, and there'll be messages in tongues, he said, if you speak to interpret. I can tell you a lot of things. I know a preacher that assigned a man in his church to be the interpreter of messages. So help me God. So help me God, I'm telling you the truth. I've been in services where somebody would give a message, and that old man that's the interpreter is asleep. He sings through songs, sings through the preaching, whatever else was going on. But the only thing that stirred him is somebody give a message in tongues because it's time for him to perform. I don't believe in that. He said, if you give a message, you seek to interpret. You let that message be given by three. If there is no interpreter, let that man be silent. Why? Because he talketh to God. If there is someone with a gift of healing, and I believe in that, I believe in 1 Corinthians 12. But if there's nobody present with a gift of healing, pray ye one for another, that you may be healed. The point is, God never, let me see how it's translated. God doesn't need any help. God doesn't need any help. It's He that chooses to use us in His work. He chooses us. We didn't choose Him. Remember the mother that went to Jesus and wanted her boy to be the one that would be the closest to Jesus. That's like the human nature that I'm talking about. I'm convinced that in this church, when we come to our battles and our fights against the enemy, God is going to do greater than He's ever done. We're going to see the power of God manifest. But there won't be anybody around here saying, look at me, look at me, look at what I've done. There won't be any of that. The only thing is, the one that gets the miracle and the one that prays and God touched God for the miracle, they all together are giving God the praise. All the glory belongs to God. It's not our own time. We need to see so clearly. And it needs to be announced. And it needs to be said, whether you are a believer or not, that only God is to be glorified. What about the devil in trouble? In the heavens, she said, I'm going to get the praise. And now listen to me. The devil said, I'm going to get that glory that's going to be for you. I'm going to be the one that gets the recognition. I'm the one that gets the credit. God took him out of heaven. The devil wants the glory, but I know men and women that want the glory. Can I tell you something kind of off of the subject, but yet get to me? I worked under Brother Cundley, with Brother Cundley. I think he was a believer's wife. I possibly knew him better than any man in his life. I don't think you could know him better. I don't think that's possible. Satan knew what I was going to say. He's a great man of God. I miss him greatly. He'll come back to me in just a minute. Much of what I learned from him. You remember when he had the heart attack? He told a story, and he told his wife, take me to Lillian, Texas. Drop me off at this hotel. I'll call you when it's time to come pick me up. He didn't know if she'd pick him up alive or dead. He got in that room, no man of faith and power. No one with a gift of healing. Just that man that had 3 months of a heart attack. In that room, had to be a 3 or 4 month of the way he described it. But if you're in the middle of the night, you got the book of Mormon. I mean the book of Psalms. Thou, O God, hast not forsaken that man that sent you with his whole heart. Instantly, miraculously, in the middle of the night, he set himself up on the bed, a well man, not every flat out of the bed, and began to spread the glory of God. People come from outside of every room wanting to know what's wrong with that man. God got the glory for the miracle when he was in Bay City. Had one of those heart attacks. Sister Clinton was praying for him in the church, I believe, where in Bay City. She was praying for him. She was praying in tongues. She was praying in the Spirit. When they talked, they realized that. Brother Clinton could hear and understand her in the natural. What she was saying was, Jesus, we need Daddy. We need him. The family needs him. The gospel needs him. We need Daddy to be healed. She was calling that in the Spirit. He understood it in English. But when he jumped on that bed, not just slides out, God had healed him. For insurance policy, they made him go to the doctor. Oh, it was, yeah, I don't even remember now. He was, they wanted him to have a physical before they would, the insurance company would give him the coverage. He went to the doctor. And the doctor told him, so, you've got the best heart I've ever tried. That miracle has happened 20 years before, whatever. Brother Clinton said, well, it should be. It's only 20 years old. Let a man choose who he's going for. As for me and my house, I want to be in God. My wife and I, I'm kind of off here by notes. My wife and I, we have had some physical issues in our life. I never did up until about the last 2 years. She's had many kind of surgeries. I mean, the enemy's bad to her. That's the reason sometimes, and we may be a little short on patience because of body atmosphere says, well, it is difficult to have this. You see this man right here? How long later does it take you to get him ready for church? Coming down, he's here for every prayer meeting, for every service, for everything that this church does, the chaplain over the ranger, sometimes preaches for us. If anybody would want an excuse, quadriplegic, he could help him. But he told me a year or so ago, I'm going to get in every prayer meeting. You never know. When you end right on that day, that God's going to heal you, raise you up, and make you whole. A day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as a day with God. God said, my arm is not crooked, that I cannot reach you. I can touch you wherever you are. God is good. I said, God is good. I believe that we must have power with God. I believe that we must be whole. But you cannot claim some kind of a higher order in God where you can do better than he can. You can't do better than he can. I don't care who you are, how much money you have. And since you can't do what he does, you can't take the glory that goes to him. Our power and glory belongs unto God. In the book of Psalms, chapter 150, and verse 1, not unto us in the Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and thy truth's sake. The truth is that our glory belongs to God. I won't be much longer. I've repeated some things in Romans, some other thoughts. believe in all of the things of God. And yes, it was taken out of my life. And on the way in the time of my life, I had in my life, and I had ever since had that lifetime, to ride the 30 part of this year with me 4 years ago. Just been there. And I had in my life a prayer card. And it was sent to me by another church. And they said, we don't know if you believe in this or not, but we do. We love you, we need you. So, we're sending you this anointed prayer card. I believe in that. They took handkerchiefs and aprons, laid them on their apostles, or they prayed on them, and they laid that on them. Somebody says, yeah, but you walk with a choppy step. I may not be walking with my step. I make no boast, but I will tell you why 90% of the people at the church are taking notes and working. I don't need all that. You give me about 5 hours sleep and I'll have good sleep. That's plenty for me. Don't take naps in the afternoon. Get up every morning between 6 and 6:30. I'm not bragging on you either. I'm just telling you. I don't know what shape I would be in without your prayer. I don't know what shape I would be in without your prayer call. So maybe you can't have mine, I'll give you another one. Somebody says it doesn't work that way. God moves in mysterious ways with wonders to perform. Give the Lord a clap, pastor. Let me know what you're doing. It's good to pray once again. Somebody told me that last Monday night in the prayer meeting, there were more than 50 people to pray. I know that people. Monday night before that, I had counted that I could see, and there was 42. You know the importance of that? One prayer can put a thousand down. Two prayers can put 10,000. Multiply that out. Somebody said, it's not important. That's not necessary. When you stand before God and give an account for the lack of prayer in your life, you will understand. It's not only for you. I was down in Houma, Louisiana. The man that I was preaching for, I called his name, some of you know him, he's dead now. Then came in and told me, he said, talking about man that played an instrument in his church. He said, that man never prays for anyone but himself. You hear me? Maybe you've got money. Maybe you have health. Maybe you have cars and homes paid for. Maybe you have everything in that domain that you feel is your security. Sometimes you come to pray, not just to pray for yourself, but to pray one for another. There's millions of people in this church. The only reason we do not have a picture in that church is because we're not praying. I think I'm looking over here, but I don't know where it's supposed to be. Maybe that's the word of the Lord. So I was talking about the call. They came up with the name. Two colors, I think we're told in that prayer. I'll tell you what, when we pray once again, I feel bleeding, pleading the blood. Pleading the blood. And I think that's not about this development. The Lord knows what it is to plead his case. And Jesus has covered up with his precious blood. But he did say, while Jesus was coming, he did say, examine yourself, brother, you're in this place. My message today has been that God does what it does, that he may get the glory. You pray one for the other this morning, but we're going to pray together. Musicians are here. Singers are coming to help me. I want us to sing that song again. Sweet, sweet, and loving. You can say words. And you haven't really prayed, you tell me you know what's going on. Change is open. Captains are set free. Sick bodies are made free. When they sleep, sleep and rest.